Time Warner Audio Books presents Mary Mary, written by James Patterson and read by Peter J. Fernandez, Michael Lewis Wells, and Melissa Leo. The Storyteller. Chapter 1.
Act 1, Scene 1, the storyteller thought to himself, and couldn't hold back a dizzying rush of anticipation. The truth was that ordinary people committed perfect crimes and perfect murders all the time, but you didn't hear about it for the simple reason that the killers never got caught. And neither would he, of course. That was a given in the story he was about to tell. Which didn't mean that today wasn't nerve-wracking. Actually, this was the most intense moment in the past couple of insane years for him. He was ready to kill somebody, a complete stranger, and he'd figured out that New York City was the right place for his first. It almost happened just outside a basement restroom in Bloomingdale's, but he didn't feel right about the location. Too crowded, even at 10:30 in the morning. Too noisy, and yet not noisy enough to provide the proper distraction. Plus, he didn't like the idea of trying to escape out onto the unfamiliar territory of Lexington Avenue, or especially down into the claustrophobic IRT subway tunnels. When it felt right, he'd know it and act accordingly. So the storyteller moved on and decided to catch a flick at the Sutton Theater on East 57th Street, a funky rundown place that had obviously seen better days. Maybe this was a good place for a murder. He liked the irony, even if he was the only one who got it. Yes, maybe this was going to work out great, he thought, as he sat in one of the two small auditoriums inside. He began to watch Kill Bill Volume 2, with 7 other Tarantino aficionados. Which one of these unsuspecting people would be his victim? You? You? You there? The storyteller spun the tale inside his head. There were 2 loudmouths in identical New York Yankees baseball caps, worn backward, of course. The irritating morons didn't shut up once through the interminable ads and trailers. They both deserved to die. So did an atrociously dressed elderly couple, who didn't talk to each other at all. Not once in 15 minutes before the house lights went down. Killing them would be a good deed.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?